Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So to make your life more complicated, this is now Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody.
Hey, how's it going?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris with Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Over the middle, it's caught for a touchdown. Jefferson.
McCarthy.
Pass is caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring that up again. J.J. McCarthy, the Nazareth product, doing what he did in a positive way for his Minnesota Vikings, leading the comeback. He ended up with 143 yards, two touchdowns, and that pick six interception to Nashawn Wright. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And we asked the question at the top of our 10 o'clock hour, what aspect of the Bears game do you need to see improve the most this Sunday against the Lions? I don't blame a lot of people on our text line and people calling in saying defense because, well, that also could have used a bit of fine-tuning. And the coordinators talked yesterday. Dennis Allen with a curious approach to the media when people want to ask him about what happened, especially being a former head coach. You trust his opinion. Why didn't he want to talk about Monday's game?
Yeah, and with all due respect to Dennis Allen, who is an excellent defensive coordinator. He deserves the respect. I know it wasn't a great run as a head coach, but he has been that, so he deserves all the respect in the world. But if we are going to have the opportunity for the first time to zero in on the defense with the person who runs the defense, we have to be able to ask questions about what happened. Trust me, nobody in that media room likes the fact that it's Thursday and we are just now getting to ask pointed questions about we want to move on as well, but it's impossible to, especially when, you know, Ben Johnson is responsible for the offense, and it's like, we got to get to those questions later in the week. So hopefully he'll understand that, and he was smiling while he was talking about it and stuff like that, but that he's going to have to take those questions, period. So, yeah.
I just harken back to the days where after the game, they used to bring the coordinators into the locker room while you were interviewing players. You would also take a break from the players and talk to the coordinators and what happened on that play. And then they'll tell you what it was supposed to be and then what actually it was. And then now everybody has a greater understanding of the game of football in the context of what happened as opposed to speculation, especially in the social media era. And in an era where everybody's got access to the All 22 and everybody's out here trying to give their spin on what they think it is. And people are like, oh, yeah, I agree with you. And I'd rather think I was right and be proven right by a guy who doesn't have as much knowledge as he says he does. Like, it's all out of pocket.
Oh, because let's face it, confident people will dominate that space. You can be wrong confidently and sometimes not even with a bad intention. And that's the message that is out there more so than maybe say your own. You know, unfortunately, there is truth. You're right, Marshall, to the point of if you don't control the narrative, somebody else will, even when it comes to what the play was supposed to be. You know, we saw even online this week, we saw like our guy Tim Jenkins go back and forth with Ryan Fitzpatrick as to the ball to DJ Moore that we've discussed a bit on this show. You know, that's a good example. And I feel like if that's the case, there's no better example than having coordinators perhaps speak earlier, especially if a guy like Dennis Allen doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like make it easier for him, too. Would it be easier for you to talk immediately after a game in a locker room?
And I don't necessarily need them to talk right after the game because there's just so much that is going on. but maybe the next day, maybe Monday. Tuesday, you know, something like that. And I do remember, I think it was Ron Turner's second time as offensive coordinator with the Bears, just being able to stop him in the locker room and say, could I ask? Sure. Ask, go ahead. Ask a few questions.
We're talking about like a 3-minute conversation. That's what people don't understand when they're like, oh, because they'll say media is always complaining about not getting access. It's like, no one's trying to do like a 60-minute expose here. You usually have like three or four questions to try to clarify something.
Right. We want to move on to. That's the whole thing.
More than 5 minutes with Ben Johnson after a game. I'm saying like maybe 10.
That'll change. I don't know
what
that was.
And then maybe a couple minutes with the coordinators after the game, because if they truly, I understand they truly want to move on. But this is the schedule that we're all in right now, so this is it.
Right.
There is a mantra on this show that was always said previously, the joke about momentum being tomorrow's starting pitcher. And I understand the one or zero binary concept there. I've always tended to disagree, because I think that when we say momentum in a way that we're describing it, it's usually the concept of describing players knowing that they've taken an advantage in a game, or knowing that they have a pattern that they've established game to game of expecting to know what they can do in the next time that they're up. That was the case in the game against the Vikings. And Dennis Allen did have a really good comment about momentum.
You know, I think sometimes we try to make this game a lot more complicated than it really is. When momentum starts to swing in the opposite direction, rather than trying to do more, narrow your focus and just focus on the basic fundamentals of playing football. Get your eyes in the right spot, do your job and do the things that you're supposed to do, and don't try to do too much, you know. And that's really what the focus is for four quarters, focus in on doing my job, all right, and trusting that the other 11 guys on the field are going to do their job, because on every single play, we all have a job to do, all right? And if we trust that our teammates are going to do their job, and we do ours and we do it well, then we're going to have success.
Listen, I understand exactly what he's saying. I remember covering the Bengals back in the day. Remember Marvin Lewis and his mediocrity that just lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted?
Marvin Lewis and his mediocrity does also sound like a band, but we all know exactly what you're talking about.
He was going to get fired every year for 5 years.
Yes, and then never got fired. Yeah. Well, eventually
and then he
got
became
fired.
A lot of people's interview for head coaches.
So he used to have his guys, and you see him everywhere all season long, do your job. That's all the shirt said. Just do your job, do your job, do your job. At the end of the day, the team that does their job the best walks away a winner. Do your job means don't make mistakes. Do your job means be responsible for your assignment and don't try to do too much. I think he's just echoing that sentiment here, Dennis Allen here.
Well, the 111th too, you know, it was criticized when Matt Nagy said, take care of your 111th, but we've latched on again as a media crew, haven't we?
I mean, as long as everybody's doing their 111th, usually good things happen, but usually what happens is somebody or multiple people's not doing their 111th.
I don't speak in fractions, so.
Mark Rohde does not acknowledge fractions.
There's two things
I don't do. Fractions, and I don't talk about aprons in the NBA. I'm not ready to be that hipster. Sorry.
We're going to get you to the apron conversation because the apron is coming for you whether or not you like it.
Yeah, I don't like that terminology.
It's much like politics.
I think people just think they're cool saying apron.
You can say you don't do politics, but politics is going to do you.
Yeah, that's
true. You say you don't do aprons, aprons are going to do you.
Teach me, Marshall.
Words have not been spoken.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.